All right, so Joe Biden claims in a brand new political ad that Michigan crops are in crisis because of global climate change, warming disruption, something other like that. By the way, there's also a meteor coming that could hit the planet the day before the election. Just throwing that out there for sport. But really, crops are in pretty good shape. James, welcome back to the program. You're the president of the Heartland Institute. Good to have you here.
Great to be on. Thank you, Steve.
So this Biden ad claims that there's a Michigan crop crisis. You know, I've talked to farmers. Last year was rough because we had too much water, and crops got in late in the spring, and that helped cause a bit of a downturn in production. But the 3 years before that, we set record crop production harvest 3 years in a row. This year should look pretty good as well. What are your thoughts?
Right. So we have a campaign ad in which a Michigan cherry farmer who's a Biden supporter claims that climate change is making it increasingly challenging to produce a crop. And this shows that for Michigan's sake, for Michigan's farmer's sake, for agriculture's sake, we need to fight global warming. But I did look up the actual data. And first of all, when you're looking at what important crops are, corn and soybeans are the big two at about $1 billion per year for Michigan farmers.
Correct.
And as you said, for both of those, the crops have been doing very well. They're growing consistently, and almost every year you see new records set. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, both of those are forecast to set new production records this year.
In fact, I've talked to several farmers that I know that have been doing this for a number of years. They say their best years of the 1980s, 85, we'll pick that year. Their very best year, optimum year, perfect year. Their yields were significantly less, 50%, sometimes 100% less, you know, then they were they've grown and doubled since then. Even in years of drought or too much rain, they use less fuel, less chemicals, less energy, and produce more crop than at any time in history. That's just
right.
A fact.
Right. And so now if you're Joe Biden and you want to make up a fictitious climate crisis and blame Donald Trump because he doesn't sound an alarm about a fake climate crisis, what do? Well, you go scouring for other crops that might have not quite the record this year, and cherries are one of them, one of the few, by the way. And cherry production is a little more volatile, and it's also more sensitive to late spring cold temperatures and frosts. Of course, these are the things that global warming will make less frequent and less severe. But nevertheless, this year and last year, Michigan did endure some unusually late season cold temperatures and frosts, which have made cherry production not quite on a record pace like the much more important corn and soybean production. Cherry production in a very good year is about $250 million, so a quarter of what corn and soybeans are. So here you have Joe Biden putting out a campaign in which he has a Michigan cherry farmer who is a Biden supporter and talking about how climate change is challenging his crop, giving the false impression that because of climate change, Michigan farmers are suffering. Donald Trump, for all of his advertising, for all of his talk on global warming, is punishing Michigan agriculture. In fact, it's just the
not
opposite.
True. It is just the opposite. And so in your research, you found record production. You checked all over: Georgia, Kentucky, Minnesota, South Carolina, New York, Washington, South Dakota, all over. You went
right.
Checked it all over the country, didn't you?
Sure. Virtually every state, the United States as a whole, virtually every country in the world. What you see when you look at the actual data, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization keeps fantastic data on countries throughout the world. What you see is that there's a consistently increasing production of almost all important crops, virtually all of them, and where you have records being set virtually every single year for total agriculture production. Now, there are many factors involved, including technology, but one of the essential and primary ones is the fact that we have longer growing seasons, we have more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which acts as plant fertilizer, we have better precipitation, with more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, plants are able to tolerate drought better. You have all of these factors, and we don't have as much late season, late spring frost events. So this is fantastic news. But Joe Biden wants to panic Michigan farmers about a crisis that does not exist.
What about early season frost events?
About cherry farmers.
What about early season frost events?
Right, exactly. Late
because
spring,
my raspberries
also,
are telling me that they just
late
got...
season. Well, if you have warmer temperatures, you're not going to have the frost events on the edge of production that will depress crop output.
But yet we still do because we had an early frost this year. It was snowing over the weekend in northern Michigan, lower Michigan. I mean, honestly, it was bizarre. Flakes, not like it was drifting snow, but the fact of the matter is we get cold weather sometimes. We get hot weather sometimes.
Happens.
You know, it happens.
Yeah.
Let me give you the last word.
It won't make all the frost events go away. It won't make all drought go away, but it is making them less frequent and less severe, which is good news.
You know, California's had droughts that lasted 250 years. We know we have the historical record from the redwoods and the sequoia trees. They can tell us when, you know, droughts have occurred for years and years in a row. At any rate, let me give you the last word.
Well, talk about drought. The United States set records for the smallest amount of the country suffering drought. They set that record. We set that record in 2017. We set it again in 2019. And we're currently undergoing the longest period in American history with less than 40% of the country experiencing dry, very dry conditions, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Another wonderful benefit of our modestly warming climate.
Very, you know, I've said for a long time, global warming making Michigan a better place every day. I'm just saying, you know, going good. Greatly appreciate you being here as always, James.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
James Taylor, Heartland Institute president. Always good to have him here. By the way, speaking of crops, Patriot Foods is a U.S.-only produce brand focused on helping American farmers deliver the best fruits and vegetables in the world. Fresh and frozen right to your doorstep free of charge. And by the way, PatriotFoods.com, a West Michigan company, makes a donation to a military family in need every time they make a sale. You need to step up and get involved. Michigan crops, American crops on your table, not crops from South America or Cambodia or wherever. And I love those folks. They're all fine and well, but let's support American farmers and military families. Go to PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com, U.S. only produce. You can also find them in Kroger and Meijer. Quick break. You're on the Steve Gruber Show.